Over the last several months, Linda Gann has been traveling a lot. She's the Western Slope Outreach Coordinator for Connect for Health Colorado, and she's working to educate people about the insurance marketplace.
Lots and lots of questions. Typically, what's this going to look like? How's this going to affect me or my family?
The marketplace at connectforhealthco.com is for individuals, families, and small businesses. Here's how it works. You enter information such as your age, how many people are in your family, and your zip code, and different health plans pop up.
Side-by-side plans will be presented. It's a similar experience as someone might have, for instance, with Travelocity. Rather than going to each one of the airline carriers and making notes, a consumer will, go to one of those websites and enter when they want to fly, and then they can compare the rates side by side. That's what we're doing with health insurance.
Connect for Health Colorado is pushing the ease of the process with YouTube videos and television commercials, but whether the system is easy to navigate is yet to be seen. That, coupled with the values offered, will shape attitudes about the new law across Colorado. Tax credits or discounts on new plans are only offered on the online marketplace, and the number of health plans you can choose from depends on where you live. In Pitkin County, for example, 4 insurance carriers are offering plans to individuals. Conversely, 9 companies are offering options in Denver County. The insurance carriers include recognizable names like Cigna, Access Health Colorado, and Rocky Mountain Health Plans.
Rocky Mountain is offering a full range of options within that marketplace.
Patrick Gordon is Associate Vice President of Rocky Mountain Health Plans. He says the company's plans on the exchange are competitive, and he adds the exchange is just one part of a changing landscape for insurance companies like his.
It's good that, frankly, we're in a position to migrate from the existing insurance marketplace to the post-ACA marketplace with this new exchange.
Not all of the new plans prompted by Obamacare are on the exchange. For example, Humana Insurance Company is offering 10 plans for individuals outside of the online marketplace. All insurance companies had to change their plans to meet new standards.
They had to have those 10 essential health benefits. They had to not have pre-existing condition exclusions. They had to do certain things that plans up until this point weren't required to have.
Vince Plymel with Colorado's Division of Insurance says his agency approved more than 500 plans offered by 18 insurance companies earlier this year. They all met the so-called 10 essential health benefits companies are required to have in their plans for individuals and small businesses. So companies are now required to cover mental health services and maternity and newborn care, for example. Plymel says the changes across the insurance sector provide more opportunities for the consumer.
It's just another option for folks that they, the exchange is good for, especially for those people who are seeking tax credits and maybe people that haven't been insured, people that can't afford it and are going to need that extra little bit. But if you're not eligible, not interested in that, you just have more options.
Even though the online marketplace opens for business tomorrow, consumers have until next spring to sign up for a plan, and additional enrollment periods will be held after that. If you sign up this fall, your insurance kicks in on January 1st. Connect for Health Colorado is hoping to sign up about 150,000 Coloradans for health coverage next year.